Welcome to the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Patients Come First podcast series. Podcast episodes are available on VHHA.com and on popular podcast hosting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, and many others. We're a member of the Public Health Podcast Network, the Virginia Audio Collective, and the Family Podcast Network. Podcast episodes also air each Saturday at noon and Sunday at 10 a.m. on 100.5 FM, 92.7 FM, and 820 a.m. across Central Virginia, and Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on 93.9 FM in Richmond. Please send questions, comments, feedback, or guest suggestions to pcfpodcast at vhha.com. Again, that's pcfpodcast at vhha.com. And today we're pleased to be joined by Teresa Dix, Chief Nursing Officer for Wythe County Community Hospital, a LifePoint Health facility. She joins us for a conversation about her career, Wythe County Community Hospital's National Quality Leader designation, workforce development, and more. We'll get to all of that in just a moment, but first, welcome to the show, Teresa. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Julian. Thank you for having me. Very, very glad to be here with you this morning and to be able to talk about the good things going on at Wythe County Community Hospital.
Well, we're glad to have you. So let's just dive right in here. Repeat listeners will know that it's our custom to start each episode by getting to know our guests a little bit better. Teresa, we know that you are the Chief Nursing Officer for Wythe County Community Hospital, as we mentioned, as well as a Wythe County native. You earned nursing degrees from King University and Walden University, and you're a certified professional in patient safety. Those few professional details are just one part of your story. What other parts of your unique personal story should people know?
Well, I have been, like you said, I'm a resident in Wythe County, and I've been very fortunate to have the majority of my career at Wythe County Community Hospital. I started here, and I was just a child. No, I'm just kidding. I was in 1983. So I've been a nurse for 41 years, and for 37 of those years, I was able to be at Wythe County and I started out as a critical care nurse. I actually cross-trained to a lot of areas in the facility, transitioned as my children got older into a director role, and then was able to become the CNO. So I did leave for about 3 years, and I worked in North Carolina at another LifePoint, a Duke LifePoint facility, for about 3 years, and then had the opportunity to come back here, and hopefully we'll be able to finish out my career here at Wythe County Community Hospital. My husband and my family are here. I have two adult children, a son and a daughter, and very fortunate to have three little grandsons, which are absolutely wonderful. So do a lot of fun things with my family. I've learned to do some quilting and some cooking, and I do a lot of cookie baking and cookie decorating with them now. But my husband and I are at a point in our life, too, where we like to do a lot of travel, and we're University of Tennessee fans, so go Vols. Just, you know, at a good place in our life right now. But my career has predominantly been here, and I very much have a passion for the quality and safety of this hospital and what we provide for our community.
Healthcare's constant complexities and distractions can make it difficult to focus on medicine. Covaris can help. Covaris offers medical liability insurance, value-based care risk protection, employer stop-loss insurance, and so much more. You can count on Covaris for protection and services that help you stay free to focus on improving clinical, operational, and financial outcomes. Find out all that Covaris can offer you at Covaris.com. That's Coverys.com. Insurance products issued by Medical Professional Mutual Insurance Company and its insurance subsidiaries. Well, it sounds like life is treating you well, and that's good to hear. Tell me, you said you've been a nurse for many decades now. Tell me what it is that you love about nursing.
So nursing, of course, has transitioned over my 41 years in my career. But the one thing that I have always loved and enjoyed is still the hands-on. I still come to work in scrubs the majority of the time. I can still go up and help with patient care if needed. I still like the connection of making sure that the patients have been given what they need while they're here, that we've provided excellent care to them. Of course, we do a lot of leader rounding in this organization in front of our patients just to see that they're being well taken care of. If there's any service recovery we need to do at that time, we'll make sure that we do it at that time. But it's the personal connection that I still like to make with the patients that I, from a very early time in my career, I enjoyed doing, and that has never changed.
Well, that personal touch is important in so many aspects of life, and certainly in the nursing profession. Teresa, staffing challenges, as you know, are an ongoing issue for healthcare providers, particularly in an era when many in the baby boomer generation are aging into retirement, and demand for healthcare services is rising. This year, Wythe County Community Hospital launched a new nurse residency program, which is an apprenticeship model for new nursing school graduates to help guide them through their first year of professional nursing. If you would, can you tell us about that program, which is registered with the U.S. Department of Labor and in place at several LifePoint Health facilities, and the benefit it has for participants and participating hospitals?
Absolutely. I am so excited about this program. Lots of healthcare facilities have residency programs in place, and we had one that was not very formal at all. This gives us an opportunity to formalize this. It is our new RN resident apprenticeship program for our new graduate nurses. We have partnered with Trumont, which gives us the guidance as far as the contact with professors, contact with the programs that we're going to be putting in place, but we also have an on-site group of educators and preceptors and mentors that help guide the new nurse. So we have broken this into three phases. Phase one, we've identified, and these are predominantly, we have an extern program, so a lot of these are our externs that have been with us for a little bit. And they're excited to get started into this program, so they're very, very aware of what we're going to be doing up front. But they will be assigned a preceptor, and we have one preceptor per resident. And during that first phase, which is about the first 3 months, we're doing a clinical competency validation. When new nurses come out of college, they know a lot, but they don't know everything yet. And this is an important bridge for us to be able to bridge the gap that happens between finishing nursing school and starting into the organization where you're going to be working. So we do a clinical knowledge assessment. We look at the knowledge gap of their education to see if there's anything we need to fill in at that point in time. We do a clinical skill training, a competency validation. They go through policies and procedures, which everyone understands you have to do that. They have the connection with Trumont to be able to look at where they might be lacking with a knowledge gap. We can actually do an online course with them to help validate and improve that skill set. And then at the level of the facility, if they need to work on a task, we can help get those skills enhanced more so during those first 3 months. During our phase two that we call it, it's a cultural transition. We will go then from having a solid preceptor to a mentor. And I'll tell you a little bit more about the preceptor and mentor training in just a moment. But strengthening their critical thinking skills, developing communication skills, looking at their emotional intelligence, time management, helping them prioritize and organize their day. They will go into phase two and phase three within the next 3 months after that. So the first 6 months, we're working very closely with competency validation, cultural transition, and leadership development. And then the last 6 months, we'll work on them with a capstone project. It's not like going back to school, but it is some schoolwork again.
And what are the benefits from what I've read? This actually has helped with or is projected to help with retention rates and satisfaction as well?
It is. LifePoint piloted this program with Trumont last year in 2023, and the retention rate for first year RNs was very high, like 92% retention. And that's the biggest thing that we see. We see a lot of new grads that come out. We have been so busy and everyone has worked so hard, especially during the COVID pandemic, that people are burning out much quicker. This is important for us to be able to retain these new grads and not burn them out so quickly. So if we're transitioning them, the retention piece is going to be extremely important. They're going to have a mentor that's going to be with them, not only after those first 12 months that we have them here that first year. That mentor becomes a lifelong person that they can go to, that they can depend on, they can ask a question. You know, it's important that we be able to retain these nurses and not burn them out very quickly.
And I can tell you, just as a personal aside, my sister is a nurse, and she recently had her wedding, and I was at her wedding, and actually, it was a small wedding, but some of the invited guests included the nurses that had been her preceptors when she came out of school. So to your point, there is that bond that is formed there, so that's good to hear. We mentioned, Teresa, that you're a Wythe County native. Wythe is a rural community in Southwest Virginia. rural healthcare providers face a unique set of challenges in terms of patient population, operational realities, and, as we've just been discussing, recruiting and retaining trained clinical staff. Initiatives like the new nurse residency program are an innovative way to address staffing challenges. What I'm curious to hear, Teresa, from the perspective of a native, is your thoughts on the rewards of being a healthcare provider in a rural community.
So it is very challenging, not only to recruit nurses, but to recruit anyone into healthcare, into our facility, into our area, into rural Southwest Virginia. One of the things that we have focused on, and we'll talk a little bit more about it shortly, is the culture that you need to bring into your community and into your organization. That culture is how you recruit people into your facility. People that come and work at Wythe County Community Hospital are not just a number. They're very much a name, someone that we know, someone that we want to work with, and that they want to be here. And when we have people seeking us out because of the culture, which we have had recently, that we have at Wythe County Community Hospital, that speaks volumes. It's because people want to be here. They want this to be the place where they want to work. So it's important that we, being in a rural facility, being in a rural area, look at ways to bring people into our community, into our facility, and want to stay here. So culture is very, very important.
Wythe County Community Hospital is a 100-bed acute care facility, and it's recently been designated a LifePoint National Quality Leader. In point of fact, we're recording this on March 21st, one day after a ceremony recognizing this accomplishment, which acknowledged LifePoint Health hospitals enrolled in the program that have succeeded in transforming safety culture, which you were just talking about, and achieving high standards of quality care, performance improvement, and patient engagement. Teresa, tell us more about this program and what this designation means for Wythe County Community Hospital and the community it serves.
So I will be glad to. This was one of the most exciting days that I have had in my entire career, to be able to be designated as a LifePoint Health National Quality Leader. We are one of 18 hospitals of 122 within LifePoint that has reached this designation. And it did not come quickly. We started this journey in 2015 with LifePoint, and I was here during that time, so I was able to really speak about this yesterday. We had things that we needed to work on. We wanted to look at quality. We wanted to look at safety. We had a message from our then president, he's our president now, David Deal, about why there is no reason why a rural facility like Wythe County Community Hospital couldn't reach this designation. We were worried at that time. We really wanted to be designated, but we also knew the challenges. So from 2010 to 2023, we put evidence-based practices in place. We worked on harms reduction, which we ended up with the statistics of being more than a 50% reduction in our harms in 10 years. In 2023, Wythe County Community Hospital had zero hospital-acquired infections. We had a teamwork and safety climate culture improvement over these last 10 years from 37% to 100% from our employees. So 100% of our employees felt like that our teamwork and safety climate was strong, and that was in 2023. Mm-hmm. Our patient experience, everybody focuses very much on HCAHPS. We're currently sitting in the 91st percentile. And we also saw an improvement in our CMS star rating from a 4 to a 4 out of 5 stars and a Google rating of a 4.3. And that has been just a few of the things that we have done and could celebrate during our presentation yesterday. So it very exciting.
Teresa, we want to thank you again for being with us today. Before we let you go, it is a tradition here on the Patients Come First podcast to ask our guests a pair of fun personal questions. To keep things interesting, we have a list of 10 mystery questions. So if you would select two numbers between 1 and 10, I will give you those corresponding questions.
Okay, let's choose 5 and 9.
Okay, 5. If you could spend the day with one person from history, living or otherwise, who would it be and why?
That answer is going to have to be Florence Nightingale. You know, one of the things that I have learned over the years as we have watched healthcare transition is that they worked harder during her era than any nurse could ever work. So I would want to talk to her about how we continue to motivate nurses in this day and time to work like they worked. I mean, it's you know, we are always looking for ways to find easy passes sometimes, and those ladies worked with nothing. So being back and being able to talk to her about her career and how she motivated and how her staff responded to her when she was working in an era where they had very little resources.
And for the benefit of listeners who are unfamiliar, Florence Nightingale is a famous nurse from basically about a century ago or more than a century ago.
Yes.
Nurses Week is effectively established and named in her honor. And it also coincides with National Hospital Week, which is in the second week of May every year. So just a little bit of context for listeners there. And then, Teresa, you also selected number 9. That question is, if you were miraculously granted one wish, what would you wish for?
Oh, my goodness. It's going to have to be that my grandsons stay healthy and happy. They are the loves of my life.
And go to Tennessee, maybe?
And go to Tennessee, yes.
Okay. Well, Teresa, I want to thank you again for being with us, for sharing a few moments of your day. And with that, that is going to bring us to the close of another episode of the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Patients Come First podcast. If you like what you heard, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe so you know when new episodes are available. And we want to once again thank our guest, Teresa Dix, Chief Nursing Officer with Wythe County Community Hospital. So thank you.
Thank you.